Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
O'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Nick Schwartz with you. We got Blake running the board as well. Nick is training him very intently. Text line says they caught Nick eating. I don't think so. I don't know. Oh, wait, he's got
chips. He's trying to swallow so he can eat. Take a drink of your water, man.
They're jalapeno chips, so they got a little kick.
When you're in this room, man, you got to be careful about the eating, you know?
You know, I'm just going to start being more transparent about my eating. I'm going to stop
hiding in shame.
Hey, that's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is that I'm going to start just like doing it on camera instead of like dipping off
it.
At camera.
You should.
So then you guys can see exactly how often I'm eating. You can see exactly what I am eating.
Yeah.
There won't be any more, you know, hiding in the shadows.
Are you saying should we weigh ourselves before we fly to Arizona and then weigh ourselves right as we
I'm
get
not,
back?
No, listen, I'm not just eating junk. This is the worst thing I'm going to eat all day.
Okay.
What did you eat for regular lunch? I know this is second lunch.
I haven't eaten lunch today. Wow. That's why I'm eating chips.
Shocking.
I have food, but I thought it would be rude to eat it in here with you guys.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it would smell at the studio.
Depends on the food.
It's a chicken cutlet.
I don't have a problem.
A breaded chicken cutlet.
Yeah, but I mean, it'd be weird if you're just eating there right in front of the microphone, a chicken cutlet in the middle of the segment.
I mean, I would prefer you eating the break like us. Mm-hmm. That's exactly my point.
I'm not going to sit out there and then miss the start of a segment. You know, what if something's important, like
very
talking
important.
About what I'm eating?
Yeah, really important stuff.
You covered something super
here
valuable
on the show. A week or so from now, next Thursday, Patrick Mahomes is going to win his second MVP award. We all know this. It's been a foregone conclusion. And so what happens when you win in Super Bowl? Nick, when you win a yes, he's eating. When you win a NFL MVP, what happens in the Super Bowl? There's actually a weird trend that has shown that the last nine quarterbacks or players in period that have won the regular season MVP, they have all gone on to lose in the Super Bowl. So Brady in 2017 was the regular season MVP. He lost. Matt Ryan in 16, Cam Newton. Then it was Manning twice, 13 and 09, Brady 07, Sean Alexander 05, Rich Gannon 02, Kurt Warner 01. The last quarterback to win a Super Bowl while also being the regular season MVP was Kurt Warner in 1999. Now, Mahomes has bucked all kinds of trends already throughout his very young NFL career. But this is an interesting one. Like, I don't think fly like, oh, you want MVP, you can't win it. That's certainly what they're saying in Philly. The minute they knew Jalen Hurts wasn't going to win MVP a month ago, that was the response I saw from a lot of Eagles fans was, well, that just means you're not going to, that means Mahomes not going to win the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts won't win MVP, but he'll win the Super Bowl. That's kind of the mindset that Eagles fans have coming into this. I don't think.
You sure you wouldn't be saying the same thing as the other way around?
Well, I'm sure we would, Cody. We kind of, that's just kind of how fandom works. So yeah.
I just like, to me, I don't think that this stat is nothing there to me. I know we talk sample size or whatever a lot on the show. That's a pretty good size one. Since 1999, there have been 10 MVP winning quarterbacks who have rolled into the Super Bowl and nine of them have lost. Nine. Mm-hmm. 1-9 during that stretch. That doesn't seem insignificant to me. What I was trying to figure out is the problem is that I can't find a common thread. So in a couple of the cases, I think it's quarterback having the best year of their life, took a team that probably shouldn't have been normally a Super Bowl team, but they weren't an MVP year, and then they met a better team, right? That's the Cam Newton, Matt Ryan years for me. Although, again, Matt Ryan was up 28-3 in that game. So they were supposed to win that game. One was a running back. All right, that's a throwaway. So what, he won MVP? He had a great year. Running back is not going to be the reason you win the Super Bowl. But two of them are Tom Brady and two more out of Peyton Manning. And I'm like, okay, now I have a problem. Those are two of the greatest quarterbacks who have ever played in the NFL, and two times they have won the MVP, rolled into a Super Bowl, and still lost. Those are the four that really concern me. And I was trying to figure out what the common thread is, and my best guess is that Tom Brady and Peyton Manning will take inferior teams to the, like, slightly inferior teams to the teams who got there, to the Super Bowl all the time. And getting to the Super Bowl is not going to guarantee them a win, even though they're the better quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm not. So the trend, I mean, it is real. It obviously has happened nine times, but that's not... When you look at what Mahomes has also done this year with the 14-win team, and also seeing in the AFC title game, Chris Jones on the other side of the ball step up and make a game-sealing type of play and be dominant as any. We all acknowledge, we said he was the most dominant and best player on the field on Sunday was Chris Jones. The fact that you have that going for you, I don't think if Mahomes loses, for example, against Philadelphia, I don't think it's going to be because we say, man, Mahomes is the MVP. He just didn't have a good enough team around him, and he willed them to 14 wins. And if he wasn't the MVP this year, he would have won the Super Bowl. Like that's not how I see it. If people want to blindly bet based off that, go right ahead. I don't really like when I see Matt Ryan was up 28-3. So we very easily could be saying, oh, actually, out of the last two quarterbacks that won MVP in the regular season and won, we'd be said, oh, they're 1-1. We'd say, oh, the last two are 1-1. But his team blew a 28-3 lead, and it was a historical comeback that we're always going to remember. And 28-3 is now a laughing, you know, joke across the NFL. So I don't think it's as simple as just saying, well, the trend 9-0, there's no way. And look, I talk trends plenty of times on the betting show, and I love trends, and I use them in some of the logic for making bets to support it. The Eagles very well can win this football game. I don't think it's going to be because we're like, man, Jalen Hurts, who's going to probably be the runner-up. It's because he was the runner-up. Mahomes won it. And, you know, that means that just you can't win the Super Bowl.
I think that it's not that they can't. It's just I think there's something to the roster versus taking them there. Because you mentioned the record. Oh, they went 14-3.
They both, yeah.
So did most of these teams, man. I mean, they had an MVP quarterback. Like, I just looked up just for evidence sake.
Right, but you're the one telling me that you think that Mahomes could have two less rings than Brady and still be the grace of all time. Then you shouldn't be worried about this trend whatsoever.
That's the only reason I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
Is because of Patrick. If this were any other quarterback right now, I'd be like, well, this sucks, and the Chiefs are going to lose.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes is the only reason why I'm not freaking out. Because that's not just a trend, man. That's facts. That's a problem. A fact that the MVP loses that often. Because I went back through, I'm like, okay, what are the records? Maybe there was something else going on with those teams. No, they were all great. The worst record out of the four Peyton Manning and Tom Brady years in which they won the MVP and lost was 13-3. They were either 13-3 or 14-2. It was actually one each for both quarterbacks. And one of those years, it was 14-3. Or 13-3, 13-3, 14-2, and 16-0, because we know that one of the years Tom Brady won the MVP was the year they went undefeated in the regular season and lost it. Look, maybe this is just the red or black roulette wheel, right, Gold? That you just never, like, the Super Bowl is a toss-up no matter what. Who cares who has the better roster? Who cares who? Who cares which great quarterback is playing, whatever? Tom Brady won seven other Super Bowls. So the fact that he made it to two when he was the MVP and still lost, whatever. But it is kind of weird.
Oh, it's definitely weird. It's interesting.
He only won three MVPs. And in two of those years, he lost the Super Bowl. He only lost three Super Bowls. He won the other seven. Why is it that he was always winning them in non-MVP years? I tried. I really did. I was like digging through this. I'm like, what's the common thread? What's the thing that I can tell you that Patrick Mahomes has to avoid? I don't have it. But I do know that stat scares the hell out of me. The only reason it doesn't is because of Mahomes.
Mahomes has broken a lot of trends throughout his career. I mean, even this past, remember there was the trend out there with Cincinnati where they were 8-0, I think it was, with Burrow and games that were 40 degrees or below.
Yeah.
They're obviously 8-1 now. Like, I mean, yeah, it's interesting. It's certainly being talked about in the betting world when people are taking a look at betting on this game. Let me just put it this way. Like, if you're biggest, I mean, you're not saying this, obviously. Like, if you're saying that the Chiefs can't win because Mahomes won MVP, like, if that's your one thing, like, you're holding on to the most for the game, then I don't know what to tell you.
That's the non-football reason that we were talking about Tom Brady beating the other. But, no, I don't think that's it, but I just don't.
Someone says the NFL script writers don't let the MVP win the Super Bowl. That's exactly what it is. The NFL's rigged. They say, look, you get the MVP, you can't have everything. You can't have everything, so we're not going to let you win the Super Bowl. That's exactly how it goes.
Mm-hmm. It's
so you guys have no theory. You have no theory as to why this has been the case.
I was looking for a common thread for the reason why, and I couldn't find it. But it is something that is happening way too often for it not to mean something. My best guess is the one that I mentioned in the beginning, that your team is actually worse against the team you are up against in the Super Bowl. The other team in the Super Bowl is there because, you know, they're the better team. And that your team's a little bit worse, but you had a guy playing at an MVP level this year. So he got his team to the Super Bowl. The Cam Newton argument. That team, you look at like the offensive weapons around him, his best wide receiver was Ted Ginn.
What if I?
So it's like he just willed them to the Super Bowl. But the problem is Tom Brady was 16-0. Their team was definitely better. So that doesn't even apply across the board.
What if we go a step further and I told you that the six times that the quarterback has led the league in passing, Mahomes, correct, won the league in passing this year, they went to the Super Bowl and lost as well.
See, it's weird.
But that didn't make any sense either.
Well, what if I just told you that three of those years that team that had the MVP played Tom Brady in the Super Bowl?
That factors in as well. Absolutely.
Like Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, Kurt Warner.
Greatest of all time.
Sean Alexander doesn't even count because he's a running back.
I already dismissed his earlier, too.
That to me is kind of the discussion right
there. That explains away a third. So now we're like too small of a sample size for the other six.
I've got six examples.
In the last 23 years is not as big of a deal anymore.
No. I don't feel like you can wash away the Tom Brady one because he is responsible for losing two of these. It's like, well, he played Tom Brady. I'm like, the other two times Tom Brady got caught.
Okay, well then my answer to your question would be another question. Explain to me why Eli Manning is 2-0 against Tom Brady. In the Super Bowl. We've been trying to figure that out for 15 years.
They said Tom Brady, 7 is going to be good enough for you, man. We're not going to let you get 8 or 9. So we're gonna make sure we write the script. That's according to Arian Foster, right? So everything's
by the way,
rigged.
Can we just agree on one thing? It was so obvious that Arian Foster was joking in that video.
Oh my God, well, that's the whole point.
That's why it's funny, and also Barstool tweeted out, and now they're getting all kinds of run from it.
Why are so many people taking it seriously?
Yeah, but plenty of people are quote tweeting it with like funny. Like again, I bring up the as if the NFL it was a gif of Jason Pierre-Paul. Like the NFL said, you've got to blow up your fingers on 4th of July because it fits part of our NFL script. Like, no, of course not.
Yeah,
or like they're just telling D Ford to line up offside. Yeah,
they said,
like,
hey, Tom's got
to
win this one.
I have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sorry, man. Script,
Cody. You specifically don't like it when I do this, but I think the biggest reason why this trend is happening is that it's just random sometimes, and small sample sizes don't always lead to big sweeping conclusions.
Like, but I think you change your definition, and I think a lot of people do change their definition of what is a small sample size. To me,
okay, so now we're attacking me. All right,
you're
coming at me. Okay,
what I'm saying is, what like do you have a definitive number
matters,
that
Nick.
Is a sample size for any instance? This is. Just covering this Super Bowl line over. It's like since 1999. This is like 50% of the Super Bowls in the last 25 years.
Well, that involved this 50% of the years of the Super Bowl, but only 9 times where it's actually even been in play. With the I get what you're saying. Like, it's from 1999 to 2022, but there's still. It's not like every single time there's a Super Bowl. There's 9 times in general. And basically,
20% of like the history of Super Bowls. It's like 50% of all Super Bowls that have existed since the last 25 years. Like, I understand there's only 9 instances in which they
can
lose.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
But here's what we do,
though. But they've lost all those times. So they still lost 50% of the time, whether they played in those or not.
You, on this show, are probably a bigger proponent of advanced statistics in football than the other two of us. And one thing that the analytics community, and I do that with air quotes, have concluded over the last 10 years is that quarterback wins should not be a stat. But you're basically turning, because all of these guys, with the exception of Sean Alexander, are quarterbacks.
No.
Quarterback wins is not a statistic. And now we're taking not just quarterback wins, but quarterback wins in a very specific game with very specific circumstances. And we're trying to basically use 9 examples and say, well, what's the common denominator? There isn't one. There might be a chance.
It's one of those fun NFL stats, though.
But
it's weird.
It's fun, but I don't think that, do we think that the one player had more of an influence on the game than the other 21 players on the field?
Or 40.
For four quarters?
No, but like it's weird because we also agree that at the same time in the NFL, the quarterback is the single most important position, and four of these nine instances were two of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history in MVP years. So it's like, why? Like that to me, like there's just part of it that you're like, that should never happen.
I think
happen.
It's one of those, it should, it's one of those weird things in the league. Like it's just, if Mahomes finished runner up,
right.
If Mahomes finished runner up this year, all of a sudden we'd be like, oh, nothing to worry about.
And especially when you go through some of these things, like, is it surprising to you that Cam Newton lost to
Tom Brady?
Peyton
Manning.
Broncos.
Is it surprising to you that Matt Ryan lost to Tom Brady? Is it surprising to you that Peyton Manning lost to Drew Brees in a one game sample size? Of course not. It's, you're right.
And on the flip side, let's say, and he's not going to.
But you're taking that side, that's the same argument as like Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes and the argument we were having earlier in the ring count.
No, but I would argue that that's what's funny about how your stance is on it as well. Because like you're telling me that it shouldn't matter that like head to head, you said it's not, they don't feel head to head. But now you're telling me it's head to head matters.
Yeah, but I was, the sample earlier
is
one game. This is 10.
Yeah, but
like, to
still
me, that's,
in general,
that's a pretty big difference.
Yeah, but each one is still their own thing. I mean, that's not, if we're gonna
like if you're gonna break them down to each individual game, but it's like there's a bigger thing at play.
It's funny to me though. Like, would you be like, let's say if Jalen Hurts, and he's not going to, if Jalen Hurts were to win the MVP this year and Mahomes were the runner up, would we be like, oh, Jalen Hurts because he was MVP, he lost to Mahomes, or would we say
I'm pretty
he
sure
lost
that we come
to Patrick Mahomes?
Like, Mahomes winning. But that's a fan thing.
So that's just, yeah, for sure. Look, it's an incredible stat.
But
I mean,
the way, Jalen Hurts is going to finish what?
Second.
I think runner-up.
Second
up. Yeah.
In the MVP. So this is you can't even, it matters nothing. You've got the two best players in the NFL quarterbacking the two teams playing each other in the Super Bowl. There's no conclusion to be made from
that. I like
that
they both finished 16-3 and scored the exact same
number of points. And by the way, and let's get one thing clear too. If Jalen Hurts doesn't get injured, there's a good chance he does win MVP this year because he was the front runner before he got injured.
Which is the whole other part of this that makes it kind of like the I get it, like the randomness of it.
So then we'd
like,
be talking about how, hey, you guarantee the Chiefs a Super Bowl, right?
Exactly.
Now, and we would be sitting here today.
Now, if you're wondering, because we just gave the example of the 9-0 record of quarterbacks or players, right, that 0-9, sorry, that have been a regular season MVP and lost. 10 players have won the Super Bowl and the MVP in the same season.
It's just all pre-1999.
Yeah, the last one was Kurt Warner.
Well, those are alternative facts.
And those are like Terrell Davis in 98, Brett Favre in 96, Steve Young in 94, Emmitt Smith in 93.
But we'd all agree that sometimes like that is a very different pre-free agency NFL.
Sure.
So it does feel like you kind of have to be like, those are different things in a weird way, you know? Because the NFL didn't like, the 80s NFL's nothing like 1999 to now. Like the league didn't even operate the same. So it's like so weird. Because
it's
you're right.
Fun, man.
There's plenty of examples where it was having a good run. Maybe it's just like red and black running on the roulette wheel, hot or cold. It's like, wow, it's been red 10 times in a row.
Yeah, there's nothing.
You're like, who knows?
Nothing tells you it can't be red 10 more times in a row, even though we all in our mind think there's no way it'll be red 20 times in a row, but there's nothing preventing it from actually being red 20 times in a row. Yeah.
It would just be long odds. It doesn't mean it can't happen, and it doesn't change the odds for the next spin. It's weird. You're trying to sneak it on.
He just snuck in it. Like, real, trying to make it real sneaky. Just real quick, pop. You're on video, man.
Nick needs his snacks. Hey, he might have taken himself off video. We don't know. Yeah, smart.
Wait,
did.
Why are you off video? The camera's on you.
To eat that chip.
I switched to a different scene.
Wow.
I switched to a two shot. I wanted to make sure you guys were
featured.
Featured.
That's so nice
man.
Of you, Nick.
It's not about really, me, guys.
I really, you know what? That's really kind of you. I appreciate that. What a guy, right?
Also, be a professional, Gold.
Is this like when I call up behind the scenes stuff?
Yeah, don't be distracted by the man behind the curtain.
Well, see, now you're in studio with us, man. Like you're not behind the glass. You are in the same studio as us. You're way too close for us to not
know. I did try to sneak it real quick.
It was a weird, like it was a quick pop in of the chip.
Yeah, you gotta pop it in.
All right, that nobody else.
Cody takes everything. We've got.
No, I just don't like the way it sounds.
Every single word I say, Cody goes. Okay.
Nick's like, I gotta scratch my neck and I gotta scratch my neck, and Cody would be like, ew, that sounds dirty.
Like, earlier, I wasn't even calling it dirty. I just like, you guys had three times in a row. I said, pop it in, just pop it in. Yeah, let's pop it in.
Well, earlier,
I was like, all right, I'm out.
What about
I don't
earlier
pop
today
it in
when
anymore.
I was just singing lyrics to a Red Hot Chili Peppers song, and you got so uncomfortable.
Well, you were making it weird with your emotions.
No, I wasn't. All I said was, what you got, you gotta give it, put it in ya.
You said it while in a weird voice while looking directly into my eyes.
What, you don't that, think Anthony Kiedis has ever looked into someone's eyes while singing those words?
Context matters.
Doesn't mean he wants to have sex with everyone he sings that song to.
I bet Anthony Kiedis has had a lot of sex with people who he looked in the eyes
probably,
and sung a song
probably.
To. It's a high probability.
Oh, man, the Pro Bowl games are coming up this weekend, and we know Derek Carr is going to now play in that, but also the Raiders seemingly are just kind of, I feel like almost messing with Derek Carr at this point. You sent him home the final 2 weeks of the regular season. You didn't want him to be a distraction to your franchise, and now the Raiders aren't even letting him go out and seek a trade. They're not even letting him, you know, typically, like Tyreek Hill's situation, we know the Chiefs finally granted him and his agent, hey, you can go talk to teams. They said, hey, the Dolphins are interested. Then the teams negotiated, and ultimately it resulted in a trade. But Derek Carr, $40.4 million, his contract number vests on the 15th, so 2 weeks or so from now. They could try to trade him later, but that's a risk because if you trade him before the 15th,
then he costs the money.
Yeah, let's say somehow you can't trade him or something terrible happens and he ends up, you know, he gets hurt, let's say, even in that two-week span after. Then suddenly you're stuck with the $40.4 million. Like, there's a lot of risk here, and as you know, people made all the jokes about them and being in Vegas. Like, that truly would be a gamble for the Las Vegas Raiders if they actually did that.
Also, if he got hurt in the Pro Bowl, he has an injury guarantee.
Luckily,
he should just twist an ankle. He should intentionally twist an ankle.
Wow. Why would he? Honestly, for him though, why would he want that?
So he can guarantee himself $40 million.
Right, but he won't get a. Like,
he could just lie about it. He doesn't have to actually twist the ankle.
I feel like a doctor would.
He could do the
it.
Kadarius Toney route. He's like, oh, my hamstring. It's been hurting for 9 games.
Yeah, it's an ankle for Toney now, which I actually feel better about. It's not a hamstring. If it was a hamstring injury, I'd be more concerned for Toney.
This doesn't make any sense. And yet teams do consistently do it. I think for one pretty obvious reason. They overvalue their own asset. The Royals are really guilty of this. We've talked about this in the Dayton Moore era. They both simultaneously overvalue Derek Carr and don't want him. Do you realize how stupid that sounds to other teams? Hey, we don't want him anymore. Excuse me? That's what you're offering? How dare you? This is Derek Carr. You're like, you don't want him. It's like, but come on. I mean, he's still very good. You can't tell us that, you know, he's not really good. You're like, but you won't let him start for your NFL team. They're like, but come on. Like, to me, that is the biggest problem these teams run into. They end up asking too much from these other teams for an asset they no longer want. I understand there's a business part of this, and I can't believe you did it.
No, I was not trying to talk. I was not trying.
Yes,
I was trying to clear my throat because I just had a jalapeno chip, and it's like burning in the throat. So I was trying to go.
I forgot to turn it on.
I was trying to go, like trying to get that little crumb out of my throat.
Anyway, your thoughts?
So now that I'm actually trying to talk, I'm telling you guys right now, this is going to go the way it went with Jimmy Garoppolo. It's going to.
He's going to end up. Back with the Raiders?
He's not staying with the Raiders.
Yes,
they're
going
to do all this. They're going to bitch him for the final two games of the season, and then
it
put
didn't
him in there?
Make. And you guys, like revisionist
Nick, we're
history.
Talking about way more money here than with the Jimmy Garoppolo
but
deal.
But nobody thought that Jimmy Garoppolo was staying in San Francisco. Nobody thought he was staying in San Francisco.
He was hurt though, man.
But we still were not entertaining the idea of him staying.
Right, but he was hurt. No other team wanted to trade for him because they're like, this guy's hurt. They thought he was damaged goods. They were wrong, but he was
hurt. I think Derek Carr is damaged goods. I think he's emotionally fragile. He is. He's hurt.
Look,
internally.
I know Derek Carr is an easy target. We like making fun of the guy. But he's been consistently a top 15 quarterback, and he is healthy right now.
I mean,
now.
Inconsistently a top 15 quarterback.
No, he's been consistently top 15. He's been in the top 15 for most of his career.
Listen, I think that every surprising thing that happens in life starts with something that you don't expect to happen. So let's just entertain the idea that something surprising could happen here.
Also, the 49ers made a mistake.
I know you wouldn't bet on it, Gold, right? This wouldn't be a value bet, but it could happen.
The 49ers made a mistake. They should have taken a third-round pick if they would have got it for Jimmy G. He didn't play for them, and they went to the NFC title.
Remember that term I just used, revisionist history?
Yeah.
Assuming you knew Brock Purdy was going to be good.
Before.
But I know that now, so they made a mistake.
No, hold on. In fairness,
though, that's not revisionist history.
Though,
it's
like,
knowing more information than I knew before.
Knowing that the guy we're going to draft in the seventh round in 4 months is going to be great and lead us to the NFC Championship game?
The only part that I like, so
they're doing the same thing. Overvaluing the product they didn't even want to start for their own damn
alliance.
Team.
Alliance.
I'm with you that they should have traded. But no, I thought it was an alliance.
Reject your alliance.
My only thing is that Trey Lance got hurt so early in the season, we were all praising them for keeping Jimmy G because we're like, oh, their season's still alive because they kept Jimmy G. That was a real conversation we had.
But how I feel now is not, it was inaccurate. I was wrong. They were not. They should not have been praised. They should have let Jimmy G go and taken any draft pick compensation they could have gotten for.
But we're also then assuming that Brock Purdy, if he started week 2 to week 17, that they just would have been the exact same team. Like that, there wouldn't have been other issues. Do we not think that him as a rookie learning behind Jimmy G in the regular season also made him a better quarterback?
Jimmy G, we're like comparing it to like a different. Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, but you talk about Jimmy G like he's one of the worst quarterbacks of all time. We've had this joke on the show for a while.
It's because he's attractive. Cody hates attractive athletes.
We've established that on the show at times.
Yes, he hates Derek Jeter, Jimmy Garoppolo, and now Tom Brady.
Should another team have traded? To your point, Cody, should another team have been way more willing? The Colts or whoever to trade for Jimmy G? Of course, yeah. That absolutely should have been the case. And I think that's very real. We knew that right away.
It is the same problem over and over again. These teams say they don't want somebody, and then they're like, no. They're asking the world. You're like, you don't want him. We know you don't want him. You can't ask us for whatever you want. Like, that's not how this works. You're not interested in being a starting quarterback for your NFL franchise. And you want one, like a couple of first round picks from us? No, we won't do it. That is how they end up back with the Raiders. Because teams will do this. They'll like hold their guy hostage, keep asking for the price that they're never going to get, never going to get. They're like, you know what? Screw you. We'll prove you wrong. We'll start Derek Carr and we'll win.
Alliance.
You'd be like, that's not going to work.
Alliance, Cody.
$40 million.
Me and you.
I bet you didn't see that coming. Derek, you thought the Alliance was
You're screwed now,
outside.
Gold. 2-1. $40 million.
That's probably like league average at this point for quarterback salaries next year.
That's true. Give it 2 years. $40 million would be a bargain.
Give it 2 years?
Yeah.
We wouldn't be under contract by then.
Yeah, Joe Burrow will have a new contract. Justin Herbert will have a new contract. Lamar Jackson. $40 million will be pocket change.
If you're going to draft another quarterback, if anyone will take Derek Carr, you trade him away so that you can have the money.
Well, yeah.
It's not that complicated. $40 million by to make him the fourth highest paid quarterback.
That's
next
a big number. Yeah. Big number.
Only behind Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott.
If there's any owner that doesn't actually have the money to just eat and stuff, that would be Mark Davis in Las Vegas.
By the way,
he's eating ramen every night.
They say he drives like a very basic car. Yeah. So actually, he might be eating ramen. There's a really good ramen place in Las Vegas, by the way. Really good stuff.
He saves a bunch of money. He cuts his own hair.
He does that bowl cut.
Wait, he really does that himself?
He's got a bowl.
Wait, he does not.
Nokia phone as well.
There's no way he pays anyone.
You're lying. You're making stuff up.
No, I think he has cut his own hair.
Has or does?
Christmas cuts his hair.
I mean, it's not surprising to me based off how it looks, but does he actually do it himself?
Do you think any person who like spent the like 3 years it takes to go through cosmetology school would give someone that haircut? They can't put that on a resume. They get fired, Nick. They'd never have a job
like
again.
Yeah, he drives a minivan. He spends every morning at P.F. Chang's.
Wait, every morning?
What?
How's P.F. Chang's open in the
That's
morning?
That's not a morning place.
This is an article from...
That's not open in the morning.
I need to hear more.
Let me get down to the article a bit more. It says... Here's his profile. This is from Business Insider back in 2017. Most days start the same. Behind the wheel of a white 1997 Dodge Caravan SE outfitted with a bubble top, Mark conversion kit, VHS player mounted to the roof inside, and personalized play. Mark Davis pilots this machine from his East Bay home to the nearest PF Chang's, where he sits at the left end of the bar, same spot every time, puts his white fanny pack on the counter, orders an iced tea, unfolds the day's newspapers. Beside him on the bar, next to the papers, is his 2003 Nokia push-button phone with full texting capability. When someone calls and asks him where he is, he says, quote, I'm in my office, and sends a knowing nod to the bartenders. It gets him every time. This is a man that's worth $500 million. So his tricked out minivan and throwback cell phone are telling of the man's personality. This is a profile piece.
That guy owns an NFL team.
And you're positive that's not from TheOnion.com.
Business Insider.
Imagine how many times that fake bartender in order to get a tip had to laugh at that stupid joke. Dude. You bartender be like, I'm in my office. Good one, Mark. Just you when you sign
hey,
that
he probably
tip,
tips well. He tips
please
well.
Do.
He probably tipped well.
Does he? He drives a 1999 Dodge Caravan.
Doesn't mean he doesn't tip well.
Yeah.
That doesn't strike me as somebody
a second.
Tips well.
Chad Ochocinco drives like a Toyota Corolla, and he tips like $1,000 on a $1 receipt all the time.
Some new casino opened in Boston. They just legalized sports betting. Over the weekend, he tweeted out. He said, hey, if you show up, we'll make bets together. And he's like, I'll provide the money. And so people showed up, and he let people use his money and made bets. It was incredible. It's a real thing that happened this weekend.
Cool dude.
I would say so.
What do you have against rich people?
Nothing. I just feel like...
Maybe it's not an attractive people thing. Maybe it's a rich person thing.
Coming up next, we'll get to what's trending. Back into Brady's retirement and somebody else that Cody says is almost as big of a deal as number 15.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
All right, number one on what's trending, of course, Tom Brady announcing his retirement this morning. is actually a year to the day that he announced his retirement last year before unretiring, but it feels a little bit different.
This time Schefter didn't break it.
Schefter didn't break it. This directly came from Tom Brady, and I'll play the audio here, Blake, of Tom Brady, and you can kind of hear the emotion from him. Well, Tom doesn't want to talk right now. He doesn't want to talk. Tom doesn't want
to. Miss.
He's that emotional.
He doesn't. He doesn't want to talk. That's like you said. He was that emotional.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time. So when I woke up this morning, I figured I just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
That was Tom Brady with a video he put out on his social channels. Obviously emotional at the end. And I, as Nick said, I love you too.
Love you too, man.
Look, I mean, 7 Super Bowl rings, 45 years old. I mean, is the greatest quarterback that we've seen to this point in time. And
not most talented. Greatest.
Oh, boy. Semantics.
Most accomplished. He's the most accomplished for sure.
There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
Next up on What's Trending, former Carolina Panthers head coach Matt Rhule has filed an arbitration suit against the Carolina Panthers, seeking more than $5 million in offset severance compensation, according to his suit. He still claims that they have not paid him $5 million that they were supposed to in severance pay based on the offset language in there. He was owed roughly $34 million by the Panthers after his dismissal, but he's still short, apparently.
Dave
feels like he's getting shorted.
Dave Tepper just doesn't have the money. I mean, he's only worth $18.5 billion. He does not have the money.
God.
Only $18.5 billion. He just does not have the money, Cody, to pay that $5 million, clearly. Nope, just doesn't have it. Go pay the man, write
Don't
the check.
Don't stay rich on accident,
right,
Cody?
Write the check, Dave Tepper, and everybody move on. And Matt Rhule, good luck in Nebraska.
I never pay anybody who does any work for me. Is that the Dave Tepper model, right? Just don't pay him. What are they going to do? Sue you?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's literally exactly what they'll do.
That's precisely what's going on. All right, next up on What's Trending. After a 4-year hiatus, the Arena Football League has announced it's relaunching, guys, under a new ownership group. They'll return to the field in 2024. Of course, Kansas City at one point had a couple arena football teams or in a league. And look, and 20 years ago, I actually didn't mind it. But these leagues, you know my philosophy, whether it's the XFL, the Alliance League, all these other leagues, USFL, unless any of them can actually prove they can be stable for 3 years, 2 years, 4 years, why should anybody devote their time and effort towards it? In terms of a fan, I'm talking about. I get the opportunity for some of these players to continue to live continue their dream of thinking they're going to get their break. I'm all for that. But from a fan standpoint, why should I get invested in something, Cody, that usually lasts for a year or two and then goes away?
Lastly, on What's Trending, we told you earlier that the Eagles' backup offensive guard, Joshua Sills, is under indictment from a grand jury in Ohio who has been charging him with cases of kidnapping and rape. Well, the NFL has now placed him on the commissioner's exempt list following that indictment, which means he may not participate in practices or games or travel with the team while on that list. That means, obviously, his Super Bowl run is over.
Yeah,
the real
guard.
Question is, how big of a distraction is this? A backup guard, and how big of a distraction is this for the Philadelphia Eagles in their week and a half before the Super Bowl?
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, the fact that it's a week and a half out, by the time you get to next Sunday, has it been, has time passed enough versus it happening the Wednesday of game week? Is it a little bit different? And players are would be forced to maybe be in an uncomfortable position to answer questions. The fact that it's happening the week before Super Bowl week maybe takes away some of the distraction angle. But obviously, very serious accusations and charges, I should say. That he's being brought on him through the grand jury. All right, lastly, on What's Trending, Sunflower Showdown last night. The Jayhawks get the win over the Wildcats. They even up the series against K-State. Missouri in action tonight against the LSU Tigers.
A lot of domination by Kansas last night. They pretty much had control of that game.
They really were. They were in
pretty
control
much through.
Throughout.
Did you place a bet on it?
Travis Kelce was there.
I did. I told you guys when we were walking out the building last night.
You did. You felt confident.
Yeah, I said, The Wildcats are frauds, and Kansas will win by at least double digits.
That is actually almost exactly
Jerome, and then Jerome Tang will be so shook after the game that he will just straight up lie at the podium about the history of this rivalry.
I did hear that.
Wait, what did he say?
He said that he has been educating himself on the rivalry between Kansas and Kansas State, and that he's like, you know, a lot of people didn't know that before 1988, Kansas State had more Final Fours and conference championships. That.
And it's not true. I guess everybody knew it was more competitive.
Go ahead.
Everybody knew it was more competitive, I guess is what I was going to say.
Because it's not true. In fact, not only is it not true, it's not even close. Kansas had doubled up Kansas State before 1988. So
maybe I was thinking earlier.
They'll play again.
I don't know. Honeymoon's over for Tang.
They'll play again in Kansas.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Play again in Kansas City at the Big 12 tournament, most likely.
You're only as good as your word. And if you're lying, how am I ever supposed to trust anything you say now?
Great point.
Jerome.
That's great point. You know,
Jerry!
Anybody who lies on this show should be really worried about ever being trusted again.
Until Jerome Tang restores his honor.
Oh, jeez.
He's Jerry Tang. He's Jerry Tang. Yep.
That is Nick Schwert, host of the Wave and the Weed podcast.
What are you afraid of?
I'm just saying, that's Nick Schwert, host of the Wave and the Weed podcast.
Are you afraid that, like, K-State's going to come after us?
No, I'm just making sure they know that that's you calling him a liar. That's all.
I'm not calling him a liar. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
He got it wrong.
He said they're frauds.
Well, the team is frauds.
I don't think they're frauds. That's ridiculous.
They're a top 20 team in the country.
Yeah,
that's crazy. 5 or 6 seed.
Well, that might happen. Doesn't mean they're frauds, though. Like, that very well might be what they are.
Yeah, they're frauds.
A seed, but what?
They were top 10 team. They're not.
He's already predicting them to be a 5 seed and be the 5 seed who gets upset by the 12.
Hmm.
That's
what
you
pretty
just
much
say.
Say
that
text line
I
says,
anything.
Don't worry, Nick. He won't be at K-State very long.
You think he's going to be the next head coach at Texas?
Well, Eric Musselman may not be as attractive after what Arkansas is doing this year. Yikes. Falling off. Anyway, that's what's trending. I don't know how we went down that road, but there you go.
The very rare time that this show forays into some college hoops.
I love hoops, man.
Oh, text line's all over Nick now.
Woo! What are they saying?
Found all the K-State fans, Nick, who do not like your comments.
Here we go for the 913. Yet you were the ones that got investigated by the FBI, Nick Schwert. Someone else, Bill Self, never lies. Ask the FBI. Someone else, yet you were the ones, again, that got investigated. All directed specifically towards Nick Schwert.
Oh, okay. Okay. Tell me again, what charges were brought against Bill Self if the FBI was all over him? What charges did they file?
Remember the lady at the K-State football game I told you guys about? She's like, what was the line that made no sense? She said she was screaming at me throughout the game. Cheaters never win except KU, which never made sense to me still to this day.
That's true.
Cheaters never win except KU.
Well, she's right about the winning part.
I thought we all learned a lesson when Eli Drinkwitz held up that sign and then his team got boat raced by 40. Kansas, look, I'm not a Kansas fan, Nick and Alex.
We know, you're part of the Missouri school system.
So I'll just let you know real quick. I will speak on behalf of all Kansas fans because I've met enough of them now at this point. They are the living embodiment of that Stephen A. Smith clip. But what about the FBI? I don't care. Let me tell you, I don't care.
Well, they won the championship last
year. They don't
year,
care.
So, yeah.
Kansas fans don't care. They're not offended by your but what about the FBI? They don't care. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter to them. They've suffered no punishment. They never will. They won a championship. It doesn't matter. It is unimportant. Everyone in college basketball is cheating. Kansas fans don't care and honestly shouldn't care about anything FBI related. It's the worst way to insult.
Remember the,
you'd be better off firing off Northern Iowa jokes. You're more likely to get a knife in there with a Northern Iowa joke than you are the FBI stuff in which they do not care at all.
Yesterday we brought up Jerry Rice, who was at the Eagles game, and they were taunting him, and all he did, he pulled out a little pouch. He pulled out those three Super Bowl rings. He put them on there, and he held his hand in the air, and he walked away. That's basically what's happening. Yep, got the ring last year. Got the ring.
And the FBI jokes, I mean, the funny thing.
Oh, wow, personal attacks on Nick Schwert now.
I don't have
the text. You want me to read them to you? Can I just read Nick?
Any
tweets and texts directed towards Nick? Says, Nick, you're the creepy guy at the party that stares at women in the corner.
Well, that's just... Wow. It's not true.
Well, you did take a photo of someone at a gym once, and someone got very angry with you.
Oh, that is true. Let me ask you guys both a question. Either one of you guys can answer. First one gets a point.
Okay.
Who was the woman that I took a picture of?
I actually don't recall.
You do. Cody, you want to steal this one?
You know, it was someone working out at the gym. I do remember that part.
That it would be a prerequisite for it being at the gym. And neither one of you guys want to answer the question because you guys know the answer is that was my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But also, I got to be honest, in a public setting, even if it is your girlfriend, weird to take pictures of them.
I can do whatever I want.
Don't think your girlfriend would agree with that sentiment.
She did call me an idiot after that. But we laughed. We laughed. We had a good joke about it.
Huh.
Uncomfortable joke, it sounds like.
No, we laughed.
After the guy had to report Nick to gym security.
Oh, did I tell you? I ended up beating that guy's ass.
You did not end up beating that guy's ass. We just talked about lying. Now you're a liar like Jerome Tang.
Hey, if he can make stuff up, so can I.
Hmm, interesting.
Textline
does not like you.
You keep laughing in an uncomfortable manner, Gold.
I'm laughing.
Is it making you uncomfortable that I'm going after Jerry like that?
Jerry?
You know, listen, if you're going to if you're going to sit in front of a microphone and talk about how you've been educating yourself on the history of this rivalry that, you know, you are a big part of now as the head coach of one of those teams, maybe, just maybe, get some of the facts straight. You don't have to get all of them straight. I don't need you to know, you know, every single coach, every single player, every single final score. But if you're going to sit up there and you're going to talk about how one team used to be better than the other team, make sure you know which team it is that you are speaking
of. You're saying,
and I quote, you know your damn role and shut your damn mouth.
That's, of course, the Rock version of what Travis had to say. And Travis was at the game last night. So
his words, not mine.
Didn't expect us to get into college basketball to end the show, but, you know, it's nice.
Yeah, Travis was on hand. See that whooping?
He was.
Are you officially predicting Kansas to win the Big 12 now?
Now that we have the blessing of Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
That one trip to the wheel, that was enough.
Yeah,
the Hawk.
Well,
and
then he gave a speech
I don't know if he went to the Boom Boom Room. I can't confirm that, but he was definitely at the Hawk. He was definitely at the Hawk. And the
wheel, right?
Well, that was first. Yeah, the wheel was first, and then we went to the Hawk. But the latest odds to win the Big 12, KU plus 140, Texas plus 220, TCU plus 470, Iowa State plus 850. K-State has fallen back to the fifth most likely team to win the Big 12 at 10-1.
I do think six wins will get you, or six losses will get you a share of the Big 12 this year.
Well, Self was asked that after the game. He said, you know, what do you say, 4 or 5 and you're in really good shape? He goes, six might do it, but basically 4 or 5
2018, the year that KU went to the Final Four, they, I think, won it with 5 losses. And Texas Tech had a 2-game lead with 2 weeks to go, and then they dropped 4 of their last 5. Weird stuff happens when it's nut cutting time.
Why have you said that now twice on the show?
So I was mid-sentence. I was like, should I say it again? I'm doing all this quick processing.
Did you think, would Cody remember that? Yes. He said that one other time, like, 3 hours later.
Dude, this all worked out according to plan.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, if I say this again, instead of crunch time, it was between those two. I'm like, if I say it again, Cody will perk up. And he did. Your ears go up like a little German shepherd. You're like, huh?
Aren't you glad that I have such a good memory of when you say weird things on this show? Or before the show, or sometimes after?
See, now I have the text line pulled up from the 913.
You
Nick
see
is
all
the,
this?
Nick is the worst personality on Kansas City Radio. That's actually not true.
Oh.
You need to get your facts straight. Because there was actually an official poll orchestrated last week.
True.
In which I was voted second worst. Cody was voted the worst personality on Kansas City Radio. So get your facts straight, bud.
Okay, that was one person's opinion, man. Though. I mean, it's a pretty good opinion, but it was one person's opinion.
Yeah, know? But it was he made a lot of good points.
Yeah, he did. But mostly the point being, Nick, awful, in parentheses, Cody, worst. Those are the 2 points. Actually, I had no extra commentary for you, Alex.
You
must
think
not. Very average.
Yeah, I guess so.
Also, did Nick slide in the whole nut cutting plus the dog reference on purpose?
Tough call.
Dog.
He did call you a German Shepherd as you guys were talking about that.
I did not actually put those two together.
Blake caught that.
He did. Blake's a sharp guy.
Can't read, but still sharp.
Read, but his situational awareness is...
Didn't read for an entire year in college, or ever in college, he said, I think. Yes.
That doesn't even seem plausible. I should probably read some more books, just in general.
Why?
I don't feel like I get through enough in a year.
Oh. How many did you read last year?
Like 4.
Read one on the plane when you're sitting. We'd read one on the flight. Just read one on the airplane.
I don't. We've said this, though. I don't do physical books. I do audiobooks.
I've been told that audiobooks count.
They don't count as reading, but they do count in, like, you're still interpreting.
No, I think they count as reading.
Okay. Well,
it activates the same part of the brain as reading.
Wow.
Does it help your vocabulary overall?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it accomplishes the exact same thing as physically reading the pages. So if you listen to 10 books, then you write 10 books.
Just do that.
It's way easier.
You're good, Nick. I mean, I guess, but I like to kind of read it. I feel like I'm not.
That's what people say about, like, I like the physical newspaper.
I know that makes me sound old, but I like to read the book.
If I want to fall asleep.
But that's basically what you're saying about the book, I feel like. The same kind of logic behind it.
I have a hard time, like, listening to it. I think it's because my brain's broken.
This is the funniest text.
All right, go for it.
From the 816, I have 2 bachelor's degrees and have not read an entire book in my life. That cannot be possible.
There's just no way. Like, book or just like didn't even read through Redfish, Bluefish?
Someone says, as a librarian, they can confirm that audiobooks count.
By the way, if you have 2 bachelor's degrees, did you attend, like, North Carolina and go through those paper classes?
I want to know what the degrees are in now, too. I'm really just curious now.
It's going to be like microbiology, and it's going to be like way more impressive degrees than we think they should be.
Yeah.
The final word.
Get used to this setup with Nick in studio with us, because all next week that'll be the case when we're out in Glendale, Arizona.
How do we want to commemorate the end of the show? Should we hug?
No.
Let's all crawl on the table, meet in the middle, and do a group hug.
Oh, my gosh.
Carrington already makes us fist bumping before every show. Well, I don't think I need more post-show stuff.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
Yeah, why is fist bumping okay, but hugging is bad?
Well, just like the hug. Climbing on the table is a little bit different than a quick little fist
hugging
bump.
Hugging has been around longer than fist bumping.
Accurate.
Is that confirmed?
I think that is confirmed. I'm willing to confirm it.
Thank you, Cody. Alliance.
There it is. Alliance. You broke an alliance right before we got off the air. This is good. This is good momentum for the show, I guess. Heading into tomorrow when we're back at it. Text line says, Cliff Notes, you idiots. And on that note, you have a good day, sir, as well.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.